Hello.
Hey.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, what's up?
I am fine.
Cool. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So, good. Are you ready? Do you have your questions? Are you good?
So I'm 70% ready. I'm ready for you. Hey guys, welcome back to Juvenate Spice It Up. Hope you've been doing great so far. I know it's been a long while since I've, done something with you guys or giving you guys a content, and I apologize once again. I know I keep on apologizing all the time because, I give myself like a long break, and it's not like I'm doing this on purpose. It's just you have one or two things here and there blocking your time, and you barely have time for yourself, not to talk of recording. That's just how life is. But anyway, I'm back, and coming with a new wave. It's the new year, so happy new year to all my listeners and to my listeners. Happy new year and welcome to Rejuvenate Spice Up family. Thank you for joining. Thank you for listening. And yeah, so in this episode, I'm going to be having a fellow podcaster like myself joining me. And, we're going to be talking about, things of last year, 2022, and how this year has been going so far, and things that we would like to share with you guys, as youngsters trying to navigate this life, as young adults. So, to cut things short, let me introduce my fellow podcaster, my co-host on this particular episode, Timmy. Timmy, can you introduce yourself and, let the listeners know what your podcast is and what's about?
Yeah. Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing? My name is Timmy the Father. I am the host of Worthy Dramatic Podcast, and Worthy Dramatic Podcast is basically for the youth by the youth. We basically just come out in mass and talk about, life and whatever is going on in our life, from relationships to love to sex to society, culture, entertainment, and we just vibe and have fun basically. So yeah, and it is lovely. I think this is the second time I am on Rejuvenate, right?
So we've split it. So the first time I was on your podcast, so you posted.
Yeah, that's true.
The first, yeah, so you're on mine now.
So. Well, yeah, it's lovely to be here with you and here with your audience.
Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah, and you guys, Rejuvenate Spice It Up, like it said in the description, this is all about self-growth, self-development, mostly for the young adults, like I said, trying to navigate life, and we add a little bit of spicy and fun stuff in between, but the main goal is to self-develop ourselves, our mindset, body, mind, and soul. But that's basically, the highlight of the podcast. So we're going to dive into what we have prepared for you guys in this episode. Thank you for listening. You're able to enjoy this episode and listen up until the end. So to me, let's start with, how your day has been so far today. What's going on?
Well, basically, my day is over. we're in two different zones now, time zones there. But yeah, my day has been crazy. I've been crazy boring currently because I've just been indoors today, just Netflix and chilling majorly. In Nigeria, yeah, because I'm in Nigeria, Lagos, Nigeria, yeah, there's been like a whole bunch of issues here and there, from the government to the scarcity of money to a whole lot of things there. So majorly a lot of us are just like indoors today. It's Saturday, I'm supposed to be going out having fun, but no, inside my house, Netflix and watching you. Yeah, so
you
yeah, yes, I'm I basically just started the fourth season today and I'm enjoying it.
For me, I asked you, I haven't actually touched that series in
What?
like
No, you got start now.
know, when it first actually like was one of the first people to binge watch it, binge watch season one, season two, but I haven't, taken my time to binge watch the other seasons, including the latest one. So I'm going to have to probably even go back to season two or halfway into season two to kind of like remind myself on, what the plot is, so I don't get confused. But
Don't worry. Season three is a whole different plot. Well, yeah, you can start from season two
yeah,
and just
like
dive into it.
get that done and then see, so yeah, but for me, nothing much. I watch series here and there. I just completed the latest Love is Blind latest episodes, because when they do like the actual episode, they do the reunion and then they do after the altar. So after the altar episodes are what I just call, I'm seeing new things popping up on Netflix, series and stuff, movies.
There's so many movies this year, so many series on every, like it's hard to stay on one nowadays. It's either you're on
You just
Prime or you're
like
on Netflix. There's Amazon, Amazon Prime, right? There's HBO. So many of them. It's like, gosh, where do
Peacock,
you
there's
start from?
yeah, like I said, there's a series, a show that I follow up on Hulu, and I just watched the latest one like a month ago, and I've been checking to see if they have the new episode, but I've not seen any. They probably have uploaded it since like last week or something, but I'm gonna have to go check that. So I'm just looking, I'm all over the place. Have you watched White Lotus?
That is next on my list. Well, it's on my list. I won't say it's the next, but it's on my list. I've not started. Nah, is it that dope? My brother told me that I should watch it. That's why it's on my list.
You should watch it. You should stay there. It's a really, really good show, good series.
Love it. Thank you. I'll check that out.
Yeah, check it out. But guys, so far, we're doing great, doing okay. I hope you guys take your time to reflect on, how things are going for you this new year. See how things have changed. What remains.
Yeah, how was the new year for you?
For me, the new year has been going fine so far. I mean, there are a lot of gray areas in this thing. There are a lot of cloudy spots, trying to figure out some things, but so far it's been going fine. I actually started the new year on the second. I was sick for like 2 days. After New Year, I just fell sick on the second. So I don't even know how that one started, but it didn't take anything out of the fact that, oh, it's a new year. It's just that, oh, physically, my body was just shaking. But anyway, yeah, the new year has been going fine so far, if say. But yeah, how about you? I mean, and how has it been?
The new year has been here and there for me. I started working in this new company, this new tech company, and it's been fun. It's been fun getting to know people and all of that. I also tried resurrecting my podcast again, and I was really happy with the kind of feedback I got from the two or three episodes I just recently dropped.
Okay.
What else? So majorly, the new year has just been weird for me in a way, but it's not good, it's not bad, it's just I'm just winging it for now. I feel like something cool is coming in front, right? So I prefer that the beginning of the year is my best, rather than it gets to a point where I'm like, okay, what the fuck is going on right now? So yeah, I'm just trying to like just leave through it. Yeah.
Makes sense. I mean, Like we did mention earlier on, we're still young, we're trying to figure things out, but take life one step at a time. Like the popular slang, just like we can't come and kill ourselves, so we'll do what we can
Yeah,
do.
what? I can't, like, my God, I can't come back to myself. That's a very, very strong one. Because, nah, it's crazy out here, honestly.
But that's great that you started working in the new company that you'd like. So, that's a change, you'd say, from like last year to this year. So that's a good change. So, team,
Yeah.
audience, now let's let them know what our topic is about. Then we'll go point by point.
Right, yeah, so immediately we're talking about basically just catching up on the New Year's or what has been happening, what's been like, has it been for you, has it been for me, things that are happening in 2022 that are still happening now, you know, kind of like aches that we had in 2022 that we are not going to take again in 2023, you know, we're just basically going to like wing it and talk about majorly what's been up with us and how we are going to take the rest of 2023 because it's a new year, you
Right.
know. We're planning on new things to be happening. We're planning on big things. I'm sure we all have big plans and big resolutions. Do people still do New Year resolutions?
Like, to be honest, from my own point of view, like, speak for myself, I don't do that no more. Like, because just have, I don't think it's something that we keep up. You know, as humans, we tend to procrastinate. Like, I don't think there's anyone that doesn't, and so we just tend to go back to, you know, old habits, and we'd be like, oh, no. So it's a New Year resolution. Like, I pretty much just see how the year starts and move with that, and be like, day by day, this is what I, you know, would like my day to look like, and just make sure that I'm taking care of the first three things: mind, body, soul. And then we move from there, because these resolutions, to be honest, even if you have certain plans, God will just shock you and just be like, yeah. So, yeah, I just feel like some people might still be keeping up with resolutions, but for myself, I don't know, because.
Yeah, for me too. I don't feel like resolutions work, but I will not deny the fact that I still do them. Yeah, it doesn't work. Yeah, I procrastinate a lot. My gosh, I'm the king of procrastination. But God help me. But yeah, I will say things like, oh yeah, this year I am going to start. So I plan that this year I'm going to start working out. But I'm going to start. I'm not started. I planned that I was
Wait,
going to start.
wait. You've not started.
Wait, I can explain.
Okay.
See, the thing is, I've not really had time. I think probably because of the fact that I started a new job. Right, I think I want to like ease into the new system of this new position that I'm in, right? Get in tune with it and all of that. So I feel like when that is done, yeah, I can now sit down and say, okay, cool. Now let me start working out. As long as I know how my day is going to be, or I know how my week is going to be, I can now set in place, okay, what days I'm going to be using in the gym, or am I going to be doing home workouts and all of that. Right now, my sleeping routine is totally dead, you know. So most times I'm up to like 2 a.m. By the time I wake up, it's like 9 a.m. I'm like going to work. I get to work by probably 11, come back home by probably 8 in the evening. I'm so tired. I eat, I go to bed, and then I don't sleep, and then I sleep very late. It's just really crazy for me right now. So I feel like until I get into that balance, right, I will, because I think it's also like affecting my podcast, because I have this episode that I've already lined up that, yeah, I'm going to do, and I have people that have already decided that I'm going to talk to. Like I even chatted up a celebrity, right? And He actually said, yeah, he has heard at my episode that he would love to be on my podcast. I was really elated. And you know that this is something that I spoke to him like 2 weeks ago until today. Like, we've not even set up a date that, yeah, okay, let's see this day. Because I'm always so tied up with one thing or the other, right? And then there's the whole election in the country going on. So everybody's like, yeah, planning for the election, let the election be done. And then when that is done, and then maybe everybody is a bit more settled. Yeah. So yeah, I feel like there are a plethora of things that I want to be done before I start all of my resolutions. So yeah, I see. I have an excuse.
Which celebrity is that? Is it like an artist or an actor or like what?
Yeah, so is an artist and
Now you can tell me later after the episode,
yeah, definitely. He's an artist and a skit maker. Yeah, and I've been following him for a while, and I just sent a message that I'm just going on a whim right now, and I really like this and I really like that, and would you be on my podcast? And I was so, like, honestly, I did not think he was going to respond to me. I thought he
but.
was just going to read it and just, nah, come on. And then he actually said, thank you, I like that. Okay, let's hear this. I'm like, what? No way.
See, that's the thing, like with planning thing, resolutions and stuff, like for me I started this like mid last year. I'm just like go month by month. So it's like, oh, who do I want to reach out to? What do I want to do for this project of mine, it podcast or other things that I do by or just for myself. Oh, I want to write social media things, social media pages or whatnot on my computer, blah blah blah, stuff like that. Like it's just little stuff because, to be honest, like the whole year long planning thing, like for me, just like to way forward, to think of, oh, what you want to do, what you want to do, because day by day, in the course of time, it things change.
True.
And what happens in the second would pretty much determine what might happen in the next 2 weeks. So that it, the way time moves, it just it can affect whatever it is you might be planning. Not necessarily that, oh, it might make it bad or what, it might even make it better. And then you find out that, oh, I don't need this one no more, I have something better. So I just move, like day by day, month by month. And even when it was New Year, I mean, I knew it was New Year, but to me it was like, oh, this is the next day, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah, the plannings, and we're trying to make, the best of what we can make out of our podcast, and hopefully, we're able to get there. We're able to reach out to and get to the people that I want to get to and have them on our show, our episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, we did say, okay, we're going to talk about last year, right? So we said, what are the no, for actually, what is it that happened in last year that you don't want to repeat? For myself, like last year, I'd say that I overworked myself. It was terrible. Like I barely had time to even hang out with my close friends. It's just like one cancellation, like it's just cancellation back to back, or be like, no, I can't make it, no, I can't do this, no, I can't join you guys, I can't. It's just at some point I'd be like, ah, what's going on? So I just feel like I overworked myself a whole lot. At some point, it's not something that, oh, I could control, but at the same time, I feel like I didn't give myself like enough physical healing, and mentally, as a young adult, I'm calculating, oh, what do I have to do? Things that I have on my to-do list, things that I have to plan towards, things that I have to fix, sort out, and it was just like overloaded. Like, do you understand? So.
Yeah, I get that.
And I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to repeat this in this new year. Although it kind of like pushed a little bit into the starting of this year, but there was a time that you know, I had this break and I'm just like, I just need this physical healing. Like, I'm gonna just rest. And you guys, sorry to the listeners, our apologies if our voices are not, so I don't know if Timmy is using his mic, but I don't, right now, the mic that we're using to record this podcast isn't giving me the opportunity to use my mic, so this is just like a, this is the, I would say the, probably maybe might give you the lowest of quality, and I apologize in advance. It's not like, oh, one didn't prepare, it's just trying to figure out like what was the best way for us, and
for us to like do guys, this together. Yeah,
you guys will still definitely, because if you've been listening from the beginning of how I started, it pretty much would sound alike, and people still could hear properly and said it was good. I'm trusting on, you know, the platform that we're using to record, that it gives you good audio and whatnot. But just in case, you might be like, oh, the last episode sounds like, our apologies.
Sound like a robot.
Apologies ahead, please.
Yeah.
Well, please do that.
But I get that.
But I get that. I just wanted to throw that in there real quick. But yeah, what did you do? Like, you know, what happened for you that you don't want to repeat? Like, you don't have to say a lot. Maybe you could just highlight like the major one, just like I did.
Oh, okay. For me, majorly, yeah, I think I agree with you when you said that you did not have time. So I was working in a company that did not give me time to do a lot of things. It didn't give me time to do a lot of things at all. So many times I remember always having to cancel on friends, cancel on things, always trying to, like, apart from even canceling on friends, I just did not have the mental capacity to do the job again. Because it was stressful, like it was eating into all of my time, it was breaking my back. I wasn't even sleeping, I was working 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It was crazy. And then at the beginning, I felt like, oh, this was just a meeting, right? And I did not like the fact that, oh, I felt like I was complaining. But then when I started talking out to people, and then I started hearing that, okay, no, this lot of us in the company, I felt good, you know. But yeah, I'm happy that I've been able to, like, you know, switch from there, and you know, I've decided that now, nah, this time I'm going to stay in a place where I can actually have time for myself, and then also work according to what time they give me, and I'm not going to kill myself or anything. Yeah, I'm just going to do my 100%. I think I was in a toxic relationship as of last year, with that friend, and that had to end. Even though it ended, it kind of hurt that it ended. But yeah, I feel like there are certain reasons, and this was not like a dating kind of relationship. This was like a friend,
right?
Yeah, but yeah, it felt more toxic than actually being a friendship, right? And nah, I just felt like, nah, I wasn't going to be there again. So I think what I would tell people is, if and when you feel like you are in a relationship, no matter what kind of relationship it is, if you are in a relationship with your, like, a relationship with your brother, your sister, your friend, or even your girlfriend or your wife, and you feel like, oh, this is something that you cannot take anymore. There are certain things about this person that a person is doing that you can't take anymore. Please sit that person down and let the person know, right? Sometimes it may not actually even be the person, it may be you. Yeah, you might be the toxic one. You might be the one behaving some certain kind of ways that the person does not like, and that's why it's giving you the kind of reaction that you are seeing, right? If you sit down and you have that conversation and both of you decide amicably to leave, then it's far better than, you know, sitting down there and lying to yourself that don't worry, person will change. People don't change for anybody. They change for themselves. You know, I can change because of I want to be a better person. I'm not going to change because of you said, oh, I need to change for you. I'll tell you, cool, no problem. But that doesn't necessarily mean I will change, right? So please as young adults, as future husbands and wives, even husbands and wives, please, talk to that person. Let that person know how you feel, and let that person tell you also how they feel. You know, sometimes this problem can come from home, can come from something else that they are not saying, you know, and there's a lot of depression and sadness out there. So please let's talk to one another, right? But yeah, I think that's what happened like 2022 for me, that I am not bringing into this year. And yeah, I'm being very guarded about my space now. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but for now, I'm really guarded about my space, about the people I let into my circle, and being very careful. So I'm just taking my time though. So yeah, that's it for me.
I mean, that makes sense. Communication thing is one thing. Like I mentioned to someone, I was like, I don't know if it's something that has to do with our generation, or because we have almost every form of like every medium to have every form of communication, and
but we don't talk.
We still mess it up. Like it's still hard. So
crazy, honestly.
I think, like, you know, you guys, let's just, you know, try what we can try. If this method don't work, try something else. Because it's very important to, like Timmy said, we keep up with one another. And if you have anything that is bothering you about something or what someone did, what someone said, please, you know, try your possible best to relate to in the best way that you can. But at the same time, toxicity is not something that we want to keep on brewing at this time of our era.
True. Very, very true. Toxicity is keeping people out there from.
Yeah, the best way you can handle it for your peace of mind, please do that. But that makes sense. Yeah, true that. True that. Communication is another thing. We talked about biggest icks of last year. I was telling you, as like me personally, I don't even know what I can pinpoint as an ick.
Okay.
But
for me, I have a number of them.
Share what makes it an ick, and you know what you want to share about that people can pick something up.
Now I maybe I'm a petty person, right? Maybe I'm a petty person, but right.
You said petty. People,
petty. Maybe I'm a petty person, right? But for people that I chat with, and you make grammatical errors because of they sound alike. Like you can want to say where, and you spell it as where. Like, you get what I'm saying? There's W E R E and there's W E A R. Like, so them are two different things, yeah, but you're spelling them alike. Or you're saying, where are you? And then you're spelling it totally wrong. Or you're saying, I'm around. But instead of saying, I am around, you're spelling it as AM around. I'm like, God, please kill me now. I don't do this. Right? So, yeah, I have a bunch of people. Like, and sometimes, yeah, I do understand that, yeah, Siri can decide to do, what's it called now? Autocorrect, right? Still, fam, that is not an excuse. Read this before you send it to me.
Right.
This year, all of you listening to me, this year, if you send me on anything, I'll block you. Fam, I'll block you. Yes, thank you. I am petty. I will block you.
I mean, I don't blame
you. So, yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's one of my biggest. That happens a lot, right? And it's like, you would think that, oh yeah, it's just the Nigerians. Fam, I have friends that are South Africans, I have friends that are Ghanaians, I have friends that are in the UK, the US. As soon as I said South African and Ghanaian, I'm sure two of my friends already know themselves and they're listening to my DMs. So yes, I'm talking about you, fam. Yes, you make that mistake all the time.
Cut them out.
So I just realized, yeah, those things I try as much as possible. You know, I think what I decided to do this year is I will tell you what you wrote wrong. Like before, I'll just read it and I'll know what you mean and I'll just continue typing. Like, I'll ignore it. Nah, I'm not going to ignore it now. Like,
Okay.
I'm going to let you know that you fucked up. Fam, you just fucked up English.
I mean, I don't blame you. Like, to be honest, some certain things that you can't. Like, for me, okay, let me point this one out. Actually, I have to now, but I'll tap from what you said. Like, for yours, it has to be like the grammar and stuff. For me, it's
Yeah.
thing, like, bro, like, please put like punctuate, please. Like, I get it that we might be texting and whatnot, that's an informal form of communication. It's not like you're writing a letter, an essay, whatever, but please punctuate.
Yeah.
Punctuation is important because that will help with me. Let me understand your tone, let me know what you're hitting. Let me know if you're pausing or you're just ranting. Like, you know, punctuate, please. Like, put small stop. Just rant. There's some people that yeah, like when they type and they send a message, and I'm just like, it's just running through. I hear God, I can't understand this. And you might actually be speaking like correct English, but at some point, it's not looking like, what is this? Like, somebody,
What are you saying exactly?
I'm like, no. So, but I think one I'll point out now that I just thought about is you message someone on a social media platform, you're getting to know the person. The first time, it hasn't been up to a week of talking, hey, hi's or whatever form of communication you want to communicate. Or it hasn't even been up to like what, 3, 4 days, and you're already trying to not even audio call, video call, hello, like, where, reason this thing, like, is it making sense? You want to video call, you don't even, like. Even say something beforehand and mean like, oh, would you like to visit your call? What times are you available? Are you available now? Do you look okay to be on a video call? Just come on, come on.
Like you don't know if you are like in your birthday suit or you
What
are
is that thing? Nah, but I would say that one I did get something like that last year, and I'm just like, to move to another section, you know, come on. But anyway, that's that. I think that
Yeah.
is like, I'll call an ick from last year. But you guys, hope you're hearing. Please, if you have tips for us on what to do, things, share with us. But anyway, so what are some things that you feel, you know, in 2022, they were there and they're still lingering now in 2023. Me, I will tell you that like it's a forever hustle thing. Like you there was always gonna
Forever also farm. Yes.
page. And that you are broke then you're broke now, you're broke in 1990, you're gonna be broke at some point.
Even if you are rich, you are broke because there's someone richer than you. Like, my God.
Hey, that was a constant. It doesn't even change.
Like, it's crazy, honestly.
Why I don't get.
Honestly, the also, like, when you think, when you feel like, oh, yeah, the also where you are, like, sometimes I'll tell you, I can tell people that come forget. There's no also, like, the also in Lagos, Nigeria. I keep telling people a lot that. And then I hear someone tell me how she has been surviving in Texas because she just moved there. Was it Texas? I think so, yeah. And she's telling me how she's been surviving since she just moved there, and I'm like, you're li is it lying? And she's like, oh, you think what we're enjoying, you think you're enjoying it? I'm like, oh my God, no, tell me is it lying. It's crazy, honestly, the forever hustle. I like that. I should tag that somewhere. Hashtag forever hustle. Like, it's crazy, honestly. God.
Legit. I don't know, but that's something I'll be like, man, that's something that it goes into every year. You're gonna have that point in time where you're just like, what's going on? Like, what's stopping? What else do you think like lingered from last year into this year that hasn't changed?
Yeah.
Probably working on.
Yeah, so I feel like apart from the forever also there is communication, like we just said.
Oh yeah,
We
that's
need
it.
to talk more to each other. There is So I've noticed this thing, yeah. I feel like friends are not friends anymore. You know, it's not as if we're not friends anymore. We just don't check up on each other anymore.
Right.
Probably because of everybody's like, oh, I'm busy, there's something I'm doing, there's this, there's that. Like, bruh, you can just, it's not, this is not, this is still under the same communication I'm talking about. Like, you can just send it like, hey, what's up, how are you doing? You don't necessarily even need to say, oh, I'm sorry, I've not checked up on you in a while. Just check up. Hey, what's up? How are you doing? I just wanted to say hello to you. You know, that alone can go a long way. You know, sometimes, or just pick up your phone and call. Like, people keep saying that, oh, yeah, I was busy all through the day. Fam, you can, like, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you can say hello to someone. Right? Like, I just feel like we all should try to, like, cultivate the habit to, like, just check up on those that we claim that are our close people, right? And I'm saying this because I had to learn it myself. Because honestly, last year I can say that many times I did not really check up on even the people that I called my close friends. Yeah, even sometimes my own blood brothers. Yeah, and it's something that I really needed to start being like, do you know what? Now I need to start doing that. So I won't say that I've learned. I won't say that, no, I say learn. I won't say I've changed completely, but I'm learning, right? And I'm trying as much as possible. I do it like every day now. I try as much as possible to call at least one person, two people. I just say, hey, what's up, how are you doing? I just want to say hello to you. Hope you are doing fine. What's up? We may not even talk for long. You may tell me, oh, yeah, you're busy now. You call me later. If you call me, cool. If you don't call me, cool. But I know that, yeah, I did check up on you know. So I'm trying to cultivate that habit, and I feel like we need to do that more because there's so much love that we need to share to one another because there's so much sadness and craziness. Like,
As if you know, like, it's like, you know, a friend of mine, like a very close friend of mine, like a sister to me, we're talking about this, and she was literally mentioning it. She was like pretty much the same thing, like up until blood and stuff. We're just talking about this, like, you know, this communication key, like, you that's
yeah,
it.
because I'm so scared of it now. Because in the last few weeks, and sometimes last year, in fact, a lot last year, we just hearing of people that they are good, they are very, very good today. They went out with you, they played, they had fun and everything, and tomorrow, yeah, they killed themselves, they committed suicide, and then you're like, what happened? And the truth is, you don't know because you never really ask someone, how are you? Like, we keep saying, how are you? And someone says, I'm fine, and everything like that. Like, you know your friends, you know how they sound, you know how they are. Like, really look at them, really listen to them, ask them that question again, how are you? Like, how are you can go a long way.
I had some people be like, you know, they don't know how to deal with, you know, negative messages or negative feelings and emotions.
Yeah, very true, very true. I feel like that's something that is lingering from last year till now, and yeah, we really need to like really need to come together, like we the youth, we the young adults, we the Gen Z, the millennials. We need to come together because if we are going to take this world back from these old crazy politicians and all of that, right? We need to come together as one. We need to understand each other. So that when we get up there, yeah, we can be better leaders to ourselves because we know what it is. I don't want someone that is just gonna go there and say, oh yeah, I struggled, I did this, I went through the mud, I came from the trenches. Come. Coming from the trenches doesn't mean anything, but how were you behaving? How did you react? Who are your friends? Who are your foes? Who are the people that carried you along? Or who are the people you carried along to where you are today? Because we always need to hold each other. Older and together, we need to be together. Honestly, I feel like that's something that we all need to learn. I like the fact that okay, we're in the month of love, right? Yeah, I should ask you that. Who was your vow? We'll come back to that. We will come back to
It wasn't part
that.
of that, you know, discussion, so I'm gonna talk about.
Oh, what? What? You think I won't ask you? You think I'm going to escape? No, never. We
Let's.
all want to hear what you did on Valentine's Day.
No,
Right, guys? Guys, yes or no? I'm sure everybody's saying yes right now. We won't see it.
Yeah. Let me call again to my American audience out there. Happy Black History Month. Hopefully an amazing Black History Month. Celebrate the Black people in your life, you know, celebrate the culture, back to one another. We all share the same blood. So hopefully this month is beautiful, you know, embrace your culture, please. This month is a month where you get to show yourself out there. Most importantly, put out the history. People need to still learn. We need to keep learning. We need to keep learning. Even like, oh, we're also Black, we pretty much don't know some of the things that we don't know, and we need to talk about that. So once again,
sure.
Black History Month to the Americans celebrating
Black History. Black History Month, you guys. But we from Nigeria are also wishing you guys with you guys. We are all together, Black Africans, Black Americans, a one big family.
One people. So back to, please forget that vibe. I mean, the week has
passed.
That's not what we're
what? Everybody said they want to get, like, I'm hearing them, I'm speaking for them, right? Right, so yeah, like I said, we're going to come back to that. Like, calm down, fam. We'll come back there. So yeah, basically, the communication is there from last year to this year. There are so many marriages. Like, my God, I don't know. Like, first of the year, men have come. Second of the year, women have come. We hear that, no, don't trust these ladies, don't trust these guys. And then all of a sudden, we're seeing you guys getting married. Like, what's the plan? Like, is there, like, I don't understand, honestly. It's crazy. Like, we all have secret relationships now.
Mm.
Like, don't trust anybody on the internet. Don't, please.
For real, like, focus your focus.
Very true.
And turn that, they'll be confusing you, and maybe you put all your perspective and everything on what they do and what they show you out there, and then everything else behind. I bet, look at yourself and what you want for yourself. Do what you want to do for yourself, for your own good. You can pick one or two, you know, pointers here and there if it benefits you, but after just do. But yeah. So what advice do you think we got for people for this year? You know, things that we can do to ginger ourselves, especially, like, again, I'll keep on reminding people as youngsters, what can we do to help ourselves? Do you know what? Like, I mean, we'll keep on saying this, so, but personally, like, we would have to even go back to our drawing board and everything and, you know, look at ourselves, do it out. We're talking now, two of us are talking now, and take these things for ourselves, because who can
true.
Just...
Very true. That's why I keep saying that, yeah, I'm still learning, because I made so many mistakes in 2022 that I feel like I'm still learning right now. So, yeah.
We'll give people advice, forget it ourselves. But, please, for all humans, I repeat this, like, I've been saying this in a couple of episodes. I say, we're learning. We never stop learning. This one is common.
Never
ever stop learning. So please don't be hard on yourselves. Don't be hard on us, please. If we're not,
please, I beg, because I see the fight with someone not so long before this call, right? And she was really hurt about certain things that I did and I said, right? And I felt like I was saying them from the point of, how would I say? You know, I felt like I was saying it from a good space in my mind. Right, but the truth is that I was saying it, I was talking about how I was feeling, what I felt about what she did and how she did it, not putting into or not even listening to our own point of view and listening to why she did that, what was going through her mind when she did that, and then she told me some of the things that were going on in her mind and some things that happened to her physically at that particular point in time, and I did not care, and she felt like, oh, I was like the best person for her to talk to at the time. And instead of me listening to her, instead I was venting to her about certain things that she did that I felt like she wasn't doing right, and I really felt bad. I honestly felt bad, but I think what we did was, apart from the fact that we almost decided that, you know what, we're not going to be friends anymore, we're just going to end everything, but we decided to talk about, okay, this is what you did that is wrong, that I felt was wrong. And then she also told me what I did that I felt that she felt was wrong. And we tried to like, okay, I'm sorry for this, I'm sorry for that. Okay, this is why I said I did this, this is why I said I did that. And then we tried to figure out, oh, what's the best way for both of us to move forward from there, right? So we are all learning. Yeah, no one is good. Like, I know, I keep telling people all the time, I'm not a good person. Like, I honestly don't believe that I'm 100% good person. Yeah, but I believe that I can learn. I believe I can change. I believe that there are levels to every one of us. There are layers, rather, to every one of us. And we keep peeling, we keep growing. We're like butterflies, yeah. We start from the larva, we grow to the pupa and all that. So that day when we grow our beautiful wings, it doesn't necessarily mean that our wings are not going to be devil wings or angel wings. We always grow different kind of wings, yeah. But we're going to grow, we're going to learn.
Anyway,
That's
but
what we are.
hopefully not the devil wings, but I get your point. Yeah, I think we should just take life easy. Lately, I've been having less to say about certain things, and I think, like, in a way, I kind of appreciate that. I kind of like that. But in a way, I'm now like paying attention to things that I should be paying attention to, like think deep more. But I feel like I still reason life. And at the end, I'm just like, it is what it is. Learn
Yeah,
to
it is what it is.
that's what I'm going to say. Take this year easy. Be easy on yourself. What's gonna happen is gonna happen when it's gonna happen. There's so much you can control. Do what you can do. Leave the rest for the Almighty to handle for you. There's so much you can do. Just take it one step at a time. Take life easy. Take life easy. Breathe, because man, you're able to do stuff when you're still breathing. You're not breathing,
True.
you can't do nothing. There's no hope, nothing, nothing. So take it easy. Take it easy. You have another day. Hope you breathe. Do something. Something you an opportunity might get to you, whatnot, what you're praying for might happen. But if you put yourself in a state where you can't come out from because you're broken in many, many ways, then you can't come back from that. Or even if you are going to come out from that, it's going to take a long time, and then you've just wasted leaving and not leaving. So anyway, just take life easy at the end. That's what I'm going to say for this year, because that's what I'm moving by. And not to talk too much, because I don't want to say the one, like I said, with the resolutions, and then you see yourself, find yourself be like, I am falling behind. Said, so my advice to myself and to you guys, take life easy. Do you in terms of 2023 and how we're moving forward?
Yeah, sure. But please, as much as I think the best lesson I would tell everyone, I'll give everyone is like what one lawyer said, let's all just take our time. It's one step at a time, right? One step at a time. Take the time to breathe. We all need to breathe, like just take a breath out. If you can take a day off, 2 days off, and take a week off, please do that. We all need it, honestly. We all need time to cool off. So I guess,
Okay.
be free. Please, please, and please.
Word, 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 word. And sorry, guys. Apologies again. I keep on apologizing for many, many things in this episode, but please forgive me if in some parts of the conversation, this episode, that I am running my words too fast. That I naturally talk too fast when I'm invested in something and I'm lost in a conversation. I just blah, 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 blah. And then not just talking fast, but talk fast with a very low tone. Well, I just my voice is so low. But anyway, I will try to, it's different. Like, we're both like doing this podcast together, so we're pretty much having a conversation. It's not necessarily like I'm interviewing someone. If it's that, like,
Yeah.
have my words because I'm, you know, I have my whole notes and everything. I'm trying to make sure that I'm, you know, getting all the pointers that I want to put out there before the time expires. And look at us saying that we're going to record this thing for like, oh, less than 30 minutes or 30 minutes, almost an hour. But anyway, I was just hoping you guys enjoy this because me, I actually had a good time. It's just like I picked up my phone to call and FaceTime a friend and be like, let's talk about
life. Yeah, I really liked it. We should have done this a long time ago. But I think anytime is the best time, as long as you just keep the phone. Like I said, just call a friend, call someone and just talk to the person. And then you guys will have a lot to say because you've missed out on a lot of things, you know. So yeah, it's all good.
It feels
before
like...
you run away, madam, what did you do on Val's Day?
What?
She thought we'll forget, guys. We didn't forget.
Now about this. I want to talk about this. Like, hey, you, I'm sorry. You're invested in this. What did you do on Val's Day?
Oh, me? I'm a single Pringle. Uh-huh. I sat down in my house and I did nothing. I sat down in my house, yeah. Bought a drink.
That's a gift.
I took a lovely drink and snacks, and I stayed online and I said, "Aw" to people. Wow,
I mean, I'm glad.
Lovely.
I'm glad that I haven't been. Which I mean, I'm kind of glad, but at the same time, I'm kind of like, yo, I've missing a lot, especially when, you know, like in friends group when we're chit chatting and posting different memes and stuff. I'm like, God, I'm just like, pop no more. It's like, forget about this. I've missed a lot. But I kind of steady, let the wave just move quietly like that. But anyway, yeah. So before we leave, before we exit, first of all, thank you guys for listening to this episode. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully you guys were able to listen past 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Please, you guys, listen to the entire thing. And while you're doing
it. This is fun.
Hopefully we get to the point where we do video podcast. But for now, it's just audio podcast. So just listen to it while you're doing your normal stuff. Share, like, subscribe, follow on the platforms that you can do all of that. Turn on notification bells, and so that you get notification when we both post our podcast, Redly Dramatic Podcast by Timmy and Rejuvenate Spice It Up by Esther, the humble host, and actually for this episode. But anyway, do what you can do. Share, most especially, we just want you guys to share to your people, your friends, family, whatever, and listen. And thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for giving us listening ears and listen to what we have to say, and hopefully you pick up on two things, you know, reminded you of some things that you also be like, oh my God, I didn't even think about this. As an example, like the communication, some people don't even really realize until they get that, you know, light bulb and be like, oh, and the reminder can come from anywhere. So if you guys feel like, oh my God, I fall into this category, I need to fix up this year, do that. But yeah, it's been a great time talking with you, Timmy. I'm glad that
we're able to
my platform. Thank you for letting that happen.
Thank you for having me.
You guys, it's not just this one. So watch out, watch your space. I'm gonna be like a huge gap time frame
between
drops, and then when the other ones drop, we're gonna discuss when we're going to drop this air this episode out, and then you guys would have to come to my platform to listen to this one. But before I leave, I just want to say two things. First of all, tribute RIP to AKA the
It was quite painful. I really love this song. I really just downloaded his new album and then I hate it.
I know. Yeah. Like when I heard the news, I was like, am I dreaming? Wake me up, because but RIP to AKA, and we send our condolences and love. We don't know them, but we still send our condolences as people that, you know, we've listened to guys' music at some point in our life. When I was young, I mean, my other brothers used to play his songs and stuff. So, condolences to his family, his daughter, his woman, and, you know, everyone involved that are close to him, we send our condolences. And also, the other thing that I want mention is that Rihanna actually finally performed. Hello, guys. Hello. Back after a good 6+ years, came back and performed on the Super Bowl halftime, which was incredible.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ooh.
Me, I'm just glad that me she was able to pick up the mic and be like, "Hey, yo, I still sing. I still have my songs. You know, I'm to remind you guys."
Yeah, I really love Rihanna though.
How you
really love her.
Me, it's still there, and I just have. So, but it was great. Do you have anything else you want to add before we end this stuff? And then we'll
first off, I just want to say thank you for having me. So all you guys listening, please listen to Really Dramatic Podcast. Very soon we both are going to be moving to vlog, a video podcast very soon. So yeah, just watch out. It's gonna be fun, it's gonna be epic, it's gonna be crazy, and this is fun. We are still bringing so much more, don't worry. It's gonna be epic. Until then, thanks guys. Take care.
Until then,
bye, Sydney, the father.
Bye. Have a great day. Have a great weekend, because it's a weekend recording this. Have a great week ahead. And peace. God bless you. Bye.
Bye. Stay jiggy, guys. Bye.